Hello, and welcome back to Where Logia, where I record all of my thoughts and feelings about my year-long progress to try to professionally stream on Twitch, but hey, maybe it'll change in the coming weeks. We'll see what happens. Yeah, so to recap, I had made a deal with myself on January 21st, 2021, that after a year, I was going to really try to stream on Twitch. I have kind of had it as a hobby for a while, kind of dabbled in it here and there, done a stream or two, but never really gave it my full time and attention. I do still have a day job. I do still like do other things outside of streaming, but I wanted to make it kind of my central pursuit at the moment. So, this week, I actually went on a vacation, despite having a job. I went on a vacation. I haven't taken a significant break from work for a little over 9 months, so it was a pretty nice reprieve. And during this week, I took a lot of time to recenter myself. Like I had said a couple seconds ago, with trying to do this professionally, it's taken up a lot of my time. And because I was also managing a day job at the time, a lot of the healthy habits that I used to do kind of fell to the wayside. So the goal of this week was not only to improve, spend a lot of extra time to improve upon the stream, but also to improve my personal life. Because I know that if my personal stuff is taken care of, then my professional stuff will be that much better. And I knew that I had issues with time management and not actually like exercising or moving too much because I would just be sitting at the computer all day. And when that happens, your brain really starts to slow down. And I didn't want that to be the case. So I think it was about the second or third day, I decided to restart a bunch of things. I started meditating again, which is fantastic. I started doing yoga. I started working out again for real. And I started journaling. All of this was kind of meant to give my life some structure. I don't really like routines. Routines tend to bore me. They get unexciting after a little while, and it's kind of just like, great, I have to do this again and spend time to do this. But it makes transitioning from points in my day super easy. I have a really hard time staying focused. I've said this before. But having a transition of activities is extremely helpful. So, like, for example, in the morning, I shower, then I do yoga, then I meditate, then I eat, and then I journal. And it's just kind of like that step process gets me the exercise, gets me the mental health maintenance that I need to take care of, and transitions me to the next part of the day. I haven't always been on time with it. Like today, I actually was really off time with it. I also said I was going to do a podcast once a week. I'm 2 days late on this one, and I had to cancel a Dungeons and Dragons session I was supposed to run tonight because I did not have time this week. And I think these are just adjustments that I'm going to have to be comfortable with until I really get down the nitty-gritty. Let's get to the reason why everything was delayed is because I spent all of my extra time outside of these normal things trying to put together a video for YouTube. One of the things about Twitch that, as I've been doing my research and watching YouTube videos, hashtag more at Harris Heller, great guy, Alpha Gaming, great channel. Sounds lame, sounds dorky, but he actually puts out really good resource videos involving, you know, the tech and a lot of the mentality behind streaming. And one of the big things that him, Sam Woodhull, all these people say is talking about putting out content other places. And so one of the big things that I wanted to do was make a YouTube video. I am really inspired by creators like Soviet Womble, like what's the guy's name? I forget his name. He's really popular. Donkey, video game Donkey. Really funny guys, really funny editing, and I really like their videos. So I think I definitely see some of their influence when I make these videos, but just for context, those are the kind of videos I really want to make. Of course, with my own branch of entertainment, I've kind of been really trying to avoid joke stealing, which is very prominent on YouTube. I know it's kind of like that's usually a term used for stand-up comics, but you see it a lot in YouTube of people just stealing the style, stealing the joke, and just kind of grafting it onto their own thing. And I understand it's on the internet and this is kind of just what happens, but like when I see it, I just kind of get a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm trying my best to avoid that. I hope it doesn't happen. But anyway, first video, it took way longer than I thought, and that's for a couple reasons that I can see clearly now. First of all, I never really used this video editing software before. I had made like a 3-minute video a while back, but I really wanted to set my game up, so this one was like 11-12 minutes long, so I really put a lot of time and effort into it. And a lot of it's grunt work. A lot of it was figuring out the right technique. A lot of it was stopping what I was doing and going to YouTube to like figure out how to do some little trick that I wanted to do in the video. And at the end of the project, I actually don't think that the end product is that good, but I'm really proud of it, which is I think a really good and important feeling to have, because I feel like I can objectively recognize that the video is not good, but still subjectively be proud of the work that I put into it and say that for me, for my first time really trying to do a funny video, this is a pretty darn good job. Working on the video was a really interesting process. There were multiple things that happened between then and there. First of all, the initial cutting took me forever because I don't like to throw things away. So I ended up having to do a couple passes of just realizing that, you know, this joke doesn't work. This through line, this plot line in this particular thing doesn't work. The footage that I got was all taken off I think it was like a hour and a half long stream or something like that. And I cut it down to 10 minutes. Obviously scrubbing through. I didn't watch that whole hour and a half straight through at normal speed. But the initial cutting took a really long time, and then when we got down to the editing, I was having issues with accidentally desyncing the audio from the video, which was also incredibly frustrating. So like the one time I got like, I wouldn't say halfway through, not even, but like an eighth of the way through the project, only to realize that the rest of the video had already been desynced, and to resync it was going to take like so much time, it made more sense for me to just delete the whole thing and start again. And then I started cutting again, and I got about like a quarter of the way through, and the whole thing crashed, and I had to do it again. And I did it again, this time saving more frequently, but at one point I forgot, and again, it crashed like 3/4 of the way through, and I lost like 2 hours of work. And every time this would happen, it was devastating to me. Like, when I try to do these creative things, and I fail, or have a setback, I guess you could call it, because I wouldn't call it a failure. I think I succeeded in the end, but have one of these setbacks, I would feel like I failed. And when I fail at something, I also start to notice all the other things I quote-unquote hate about myself. I don't think I actually hate these things, but like when I get like that, I feel that way. So it's like, oh wow, you couldn't make that video after working on it 3 days. Oh, and by the way, you're also ugly and all your friends hate you. Like, that's just where my brain goes. And I feel that way for an hour or two. I'm getting better at it, I think. I think through the process of failing, I'm definitely getting better at it. But because of all these setbacks, I realized that A, this was going to take longer, and B, I was going to have some serious time management on my hands and possibly scale back some other activities like the D&D and figure out this morning routine thing and really get it solid down before I go back to work, which I'm doing tomorrow, to really keep up the pace. Because I think we're on a really good thing there right now. I really don't think I would have been able to do any of this editing without establishing like a morning routine, even though that it's not super solid right now. Even though that like sometimes I start late. Like, I think I started my morning routine today at noon when I would really prefer to start at like 10 or even 8 o'clock in the morning. But just the fact that it's there is super helpful to move me out of bed and get me started on the next thing. But even after all that frustration, I'm really proud of it. It did cause me to make some mistakes in the video. and frustration. Like, I made some pretty obvious editing mistakes, even to me. Like, I was like, that's definitely not right. There's subtitles that, like, aren't even aligned with the screen correctly. There are transitions that aren't particularly good. I had taped some extra stuff to add in the middle, kind of layered over top. And that stuff was not perfect because I kind of rushed it just so I could try to get it done. Because I saw the joke and I was like, there's the joke. And definitely didn't stick the landing because of it. But I think that's part of the process, right? So, like, I really, getting the video finished was really important. And actually putting it out there was really important. Because I'm really excited to go into the next one and fix those mistakes. Like, I'm really excited because I think I'll be able to do it now much more efficiently, much more, I would say on time, but I'm going to say in time instead, in a reasonable amount of time. And I'm excited because I think some of the ideas that I came up with were actually really cool. Maybe I didn't execute them. Maybe I couldn't execute them to the effectiveness that I wanted to execute them with. But I definitely now, like, I see that it's possible. I can see that, like, the things that I want to make are possible. And it's made me really realize the importance of starting and finishing something. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here. So if you just wanted an update, that's kind of where the update ends. I go back to work tomorrow. I'm going to keep trying to put out videos. I wanted to do a weekly schedule, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's better that I take my time and figure out what I want to do with it, rather than force myself to upload on a weekly schedule, because honestly, no one's going to see it anyway. No one's going to see my videos anyway. And that's gonna be fine. That's got to be okay for now. I want to build up a catalog of decent content before I start trying to, like, I don't know, put my name out there or something like that. Because, like, right now, there's a couple strategy or thoughts that I have about, like, interacting with other people and going on other people's, Twitters and YouTubes and commenting constructive, not advertising myself on these pages, like just being like, oh, wow, this is a really cool thing. I like what you did here. You know, not like, hey, come look at my shit type of posts, because I hate people that advertise. But I'd heard a while back that, you know, this, you know, some of the typical self-help advice of, you know, just start making, just put it out there, just do it. And when I first heard that, I would start making, like, unfinished, poorly designed things and just putting it out into the world, quick and easy, done, no second takes, no brush-ups, just putting it out there. And I don't think that's exactly how to do it. Because I know it's kind of weird, because I just said that I edited this thing together and there were so many problems with it. But I put it out there when I felt like I'd put in enough work. And I don't know how to say that, but, like, I had the idea, you know? It's one thing to put out a video. It's another thing to put out a video with all your creative thoughts and ideas in it and try to execute on them the best that you can, and understanding the time limit you have. Not perfecting them, but at least executing on the ideas and putting it out there. Rather than before, I had made, like, a quick video of me drawing something on Photoshop and then just turned on the record button and talked and then put the voiceover to the drawing and made no effort to write a script, no effort to, like, pace the video, no effort to add any extra graphics or any extra flair to the video, just that. And I don't think that's what it means. I think it means you really comb through, create the ideas, and the ideas are what's important, not how perfectly they're executed. Because the perfect execution comes with time about, like I said, I was going to YouTube and hopping back and forth, like learning those techniques, perfecting those techniques that come through editing and come through your personality as well. Like, how you act on camera is another big thing. After editing my video and watching the same 10 minutes, you know, 50 times, I learned the things about myself that don't show up as well on camera. And while, you know, start streaming, right? That's the thing. Start working on the thing. But even with the streaming, I had an idea about, like, how to act, and I was actively trying to set up jokes with my friends. It's like an improv game, essentially. You start to, you know, try to be humorous and try to set up the other person to make the joke, or they set you up to make the joke, and you banter back and forth like that. I learned the things from that that don't work, even though that I had then executed on the ideas, maybe not to the full effect. And that's a big part where that self-reflection comes in. And that's what it really means to start making something, at least to me. That's what I feel like it is. One of my big rules about this, because self-help is a weird, deep hole that can actually hurt you more than it can help you if you utilize it wrong. Again, in my opinion, which is why I always say things like, to me, in my opinion, this is my experience, because it's going to be different for everybody. And, you know, watching 6 hours of Gary Vee videos will not make you like Gary Vee, and Gary Vee is one person. For those of you, Gary Vee is like a popular self-help guy. Same thing goes for people like Harris Heller. You know, I can watch Harris Heller all I want. I will never make a Harris Heller style video because it's not me. And I think discovering style is a awesome experience. At least it has been, again, for me. I think it's an awesome experience. I feel like I wrote this down because I thought this was a cool thought. I'm reading off of notes right now on my other screen. It's a really cool thought. I feel like an archaeologist. Like, I'm like, it's like you dig, and you find something, right? You find like an artifact. Like I find an Egyptian urn that's covered in dust and rock, and I'm like slowly chipping away at it and brushing away, and it's painstaking, and it's hard, and it's like delicate. I think delicate is a key thing. I think the thing that I default to is ramming myself into things until they work. And I have found very little to no success doing that. So I definitely am trying to take a more quiet and patient approach to this aggressive and speedy just start making. Like, that. I think that's what it is. It's the balance between forcing yourself to do it. And I say forcing intentionally because I am a naturally lazy person. Forcing yourself to do it in a slow and steady manner where you just keep moving as fast as you can. And it's the balance between those two ends for me that has made this such a successful first video experience. Like, being patient with myself in my morning routines and with what I'm doing with this work has all kind of coalesced into something that I think I can actually continue to do. I'm not going to be able to put out a video a week. I'm not going to be able to make, like, you know, TikToks, Instagrams, Twitter posts, because I still don't know how. Those are skills on their own, making productive, decent, creative posts on those platforms. Like, they're all different skills, and a slow, steady understanding of myself climb is going to be the way that I actually make this happen. You know, when I started this podcast episode, I was worried that it wasn't going to be interesting, but I actually think it really is. I'm hoping at some point I can bring on other creative people, and we can maybe do a Discord call together or something like that, of other people trying to figure out their own things. And, you know, either, you know, quote unquote, make it on whatever hobby that they enjoy doing. I think that would bring a lot of value to this podcast. I think it would make it a much more valuable resource because, like I just said, I'm one guy. I got one opinion. I also work much better bouncing off other people. So hopefully that'll be nice. Maybe I'll send around a couple messages once this is done and see what I can figure out. I mean, I know I could get my buddies on here, but I would kind of really like to do different people. I think that'd be fun. But anyway, thanks guys for listening, as always. I really love the people that watch these and listen to these. Like, I know, like I keep saying, it's not a lot, but like the fact that anybody even listens to these, even watches my stuff or looks at my posts and likes them, like, I really mean this when I say this. Like, it is incredibly humbling to have somebody actually say, like, wow, you did a really good job. Even my friends, even my family who say it. You know, I understand they're biased, but I'm just really proud of everything that I've done so far, and I want to continue to be proud of it. Thanks, guys, for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.